Unit 5, Lesson 5A, Exercises 5 and 6.
In 1942, during the Second World War, Japan invaded and occupied Vietnam, which had been a French colony since 1887. In the north of the country, a man called Ho Chi Minh started a guerrilla war against the Japanese, and when the Japanese left in 1945, it continued against the French, who had returned to the country. Ho Chi Minh was inspired by Chinese and Soviet communism and was determined to expel the French. At a decisive battle in 1954, the French were defeated by Ho Chi Minh's forces. The French left, and the country was divided in two, with the South ruled by a pro-Western government in the city of Saigon, and the North by a communist one in Hanoi. It was at the height of the Cold War, and fearing that if one Southeast Asian country fell to communism, many others would follow, the USA started to supply arms and training to the government in the South. North Vietnam was also helped by the Viet Cong, people in the South who were sympathetic to the North Vietnamese. By 1962, the USA had stationed 9,000 troops in Vietnam. When in 1964, two American warships were shot at by the North Vietnamese, the U.S. president ordered the bombing of military targets in the North. The war quickly escalated, and the number of American soldiers increased to 82,000 by early 1965. However, neither side could make a decisive breakthrough. By the end of 1967, the number of U.S. troops was increased to 500,000 in an attempt to break the stalemate. Airstrikes were inflicting enormous casualties on the North Vietnamese, but they strengthened their air defenses with aid from China and the Soviet Union. The Viet Cong in the South were putting up stiff resistance too, and the Americans were suffering heavy losses. By 1968, 15,000 American soldiers had been killed and over 100,000 wounded. As the body count rose, opposition to the war began to grow in the USA, with many believing that the war was unwinnable. Students staged massive anti-war protests and put pressure on the government to end the war. With no prospect of an end to the fighting, the U.S. began to withdraw troops and to seek a peaceful solution. But Ho Chi Minh insisted on a complete American withdrawal as a condition of peace. American involvement in Vietnam finally ended in August 1973, but fighting continued between the South and the North until 1975, when the North Vietnamese captured Saigon, the capital of the South. North Vietnam could at last claim victory, and the country was finally reunited. But it came at a huge cost. Nearly 60,000 Americans were killed, and it is estimated that about 2 million Vietnamese lost their lives, half of them civilians.